There are seasons in God. There are seasons in the Spirit. And sometimes it may not look like anything is happening. There's seasons in the natural. When you look at a tree, there's a season in which it is dormant. There's a season in which there's fruit. There's a season in which there are leaves. And you could look at that tree in any one of those seasons and wonder, what is its purpose? You might come to an apple tree in the wintertime and you'll see it and there's no leaves on it, there's no fruit on it, there's nothing happening there, and you wonder, what is its purpose? You might say, why does it encumber the ground? Let's just cut it down. Let's get rid of it. But no, it's not its season right now. Yet it still has a purpose in that season in which it is growing its roots deep. It is grabbing nutrients from the earth. It is developing its inner being so that when the season comes, it's able to put on leaves. And then you'll see it in that season and you'll say, look at all the leaves that are on this tree. What good does this do? It's kind of pretty, but I don't see any real purpose in it. But see, even in that season, there's things that are developing within it. The image that was inside that tree is beginning to come forth. And it will put on blossoms and bloom, and it'll be pretty and sweet smelling, but yet still not in season. But you could come back later, maybe in a month or 2 months or 3 months or however long it might be, and you see that tree and it's so weighted down. It's so full that you don't even hardly have to reach up and there's an apple there. Some of it has already fallen to the ground. There's so much there that anyone could come and eat from it. And these are the things that God is doing in the realms of the Spirit, even in this place, as there are seasons that we go through that some might look at and say, they don't think much of it. What is going on at that place? It seems like there's nothing happening. But understand that in the realms of the Spirit, I'm growing your roots deep. I'm providing the nutrients that you need to sustain you for the days that are ahead. Realize that I am developing within you a spiritual stamina that will allow you to stand when the enemy comes to destroy that which I brought to this place. For he has come before and he'll be here again. But understand that I am developing and have already developed enough stamina within you to be able to withstand the attacks of the enemy.